No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, the 17th of August. So glad he can join us, even though your friend David Brown is out for a day on his way to Marfa for a show there tomorrow, so he'll be back. The President of the United States is inserting himself today back into the debate over Confederate monuments, tweeting out, quote, "Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments," end quote. And it goes on from there. This debate is playing out in our own backyard. Now, according to an analysis by Politico, Texas has the second most number of Confederate symbols after Virginia, 178. And one of them inside the Texas Capitol has become the focus of a debate. Lauren McGaughey has been covering this for the Dallas Morning News. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So tell us about this Children of the Confederacy Creed.
So this is a plaque that is inside the state capitol. It's in that main room when you walk in, and there's that beautiful rotunda with the seal on the floor, and you're standing underneath the inside of the dome. It's actually on a back wall in a hallway. The plaque is unique in that it was put up in the late 50s, 1959, whereas most of the other Confederate monuments and statues on the Capitol grounds were put up around the turn of the century. And it very blatantly denies that the Civil War was fought over slavery and denies that secession was a rebellion. And there's a lawmaker now from the Dallas area who is calling for that plaque to be removed.
And I want to ask you about that. I'm not a historian, Lauren, but I did a story recently where I spoke to about eight Texas history professors. Every single one of them, without hesitation, said slavery was the cause of the Civil War. And just this morning, I was reading an article published in the Austin American Statesman in 1897, a speech by Confederate Postmaster General John Reagan about the cause of the Civil War. Shout out to reporter Caleb Pritchard for unearthing this. Reagan himself identifies slavery as the cause of the Civil War. So I just want to get that on the record. What is Eric Johnson asking for here?
So he has an office just a few feet actually away from this plaque, and he is asking that this particular plaque, this Confederacy plaque in the state capitol, be removed immediately. But he also wants a more open conversation about all of the Confederate monuments, statues, and kind of nods to the Confederacy that are on the Capitol grounds. There's about a dozen of them, and so he's asking the state board, the preservation board, which keeps up the monuments, to kind of take an inventory of them and set a date for a discussion. And he sent this letter to the board, but also to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the speaker of the house.
What has the governor had to say about this?
So the governor did send us a statement last night after we published the story about Representative Johnson's requests. And he was very clear in that he condemns all racist and hate-filled violence and says that he has tried to work against that as governor of the state of Texas. But then he added, and this is a quote, quote, "We must remember that our history isn't perfect. If we do not learn from our history, we are doomed to repeat it. Instead of trying to bury our past, we must learn from it and ensure it doesn't happen again. Tearing down monuments won't erase our nation's past, and it doesn't advance our nation's future." So that was the statement that the governor sent us last night. And this is the clearest he's been on this issue. This isn't the first time a Black lawmaker in Texas has asked for this discussion, but this is definitely the first time we've heard any definite stance on whether those monuments should go away from the governor.
What's happened in the past, Lauren, when other lawmakers have requested that these Confederate monuments be removed?
So there was a state senator who tried to have this conversation a couple of years ago, and his requests largely fell on deaf ears. He did receive a response about a year ago from Speaker Joe Strauss, who said that he was in favor of putting together a committee and, you know, really talking openly about these monuments. That committee never met. And so it's kind of an open question now about what happens. The governor didn't indicate in his statement last night whether he would be in favor of putting together some kind of a panel. But the lieutenant governor in the past has issued letters saying, you know, we're talking about this internally. So I think it's kind of up to the lawmakers to see how much pressure they want to put on their elected leaders to have this discussion. Right now, Representative Johnson is making those requests. We know that Representative Joe Moody from El Paso, another Democrat, is going to send a similar letter about having a conversation. And possibly Senator Royce West, also a Black Democrat from Dallas, is likely to get involved in the conversation as well. So, you know, this is probably going to be ongoing, and we're not expecting it to die down anytime soon. But, you know, previous attempts to even have the conversation about these monuments haven't really gone anywhere.
Lauren McGaughey works for the Austin Bureau of the Dallas Morning News. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.